your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
Filling in for Mark. Well, actually, Toby joins us frequently on Tuesday nights, but Mark is living it up in Las Vegas. So until he returns on Friday, actually, Toby, you're going to get a double dose of you this week. You're going to be returning to the studio on Thursday night.
Yes, I will.
So much appreciated you stepping in to fill Mark's shoes as we roll right into the news. This one, I think, is worth doing right off the bat. In case you haven't heard, according to the Examiner, examiner.com, Deborah Jean Palfrey, also known as the DC Madam, has indeed released all of her phone records. Now, I had speculated earlier, and we'd speculated on Free Talk Live, once the judge overturned the gag order, I guess, that was on her,
right,
that she would inevitably sell the names to some news organization, give them exclusive rights, because she's kind of in a bad way financially, considering the government has put essentially a freeze on her bank accounts, and they've confiscated her assets, so she doesn't really even have any money anymore.
And these could be worth quite the pretty sum to people.
It's true. Of course, if she's smart, she's buried a little bit of cash somewhere, and she's okay, but so we don't really know officially where she's getting her funds from, but she's not getting it from these names, because what she's gone and done, according again to the Examiner, is that she has released them online in a move that'll certainly set into motion hundreds of bloggers and journalists eager to unearth the next Washington sex scandal. Deborah Jean Palfrey, also known as the DC Madam, has posted 13 years worth of phone records on her website as of apparently yesterday afternoon. So the news is actually a little bit old. I didn't get the news until today. The records cover Palfrey's time as the head of Pamela Martin and Associates, a Washington, D.C.-based escort service. As Yays and Nays noted last week, U.S. District Judge Gladys Kessler recently lifted a temporary restraining order prohibiting Deborah Jean Palfrey from releasing those telephone records. But now the cat is out of the bag. The genie is out of the bottle, so to speak, and there's no going back at this point. The government can't stop it now.
It looks like there's going to be a lot of politicians and people in high places that are not sleeping easy when people are combing through these numbers, probably as we speak.
They absolutely are doing it as we speak. In fact, the first name has already come out. We'll reveal that here in a moment. But during an interview with Yays and Nays last Thursday, Palfrey indicated that she had every intention of releasing her records to the public, but the move to post them on her website so quickly wasn't anticipated by many. She said, I have reason to believe that the disc containing a full set of the telephone records for the 13-year operational history of her firm has already been pirated. Despite our very best intentions to maintain control of the information, our efforts seemingly have been for naught. I'm concerned about manipulation of the database with false and misleading information, even though such falsifications can be refuted in time by comparing an altered copy with the original. My attorney and I fear that in the intervening time period, considerable damage can and will be done to the reputations of individuals and entities with no connection to the business. So she's concerned that somebody's gotten their hands on the database.
Right.
It's going to go underground and then be modified to make it look like someone's phone number was in there when in fact it wasn't. And so to sort of to make it so that anybody can verify that they've got the right database.
It's on her website.
It's on her website.
That's pretty upstanding of her, if you think about it. I mean,
really, this woman, I think, is an American hero, personally. I don't know anything personally about her. I don't know Deborah Jean Palfrey, but to be able to run an escort business in the city of Washington, D.C. for as long as she has, and to very carefully, meticulously collect all of the phone records for the agency over the years and, you know, hold it as basically ammunition.
Yeah.
In the event that something like this happens, and very, very well planned on her part.
And not only that, but she's fighting it. She's not just laying down and letting them take her out. She's really going up against the full brunt of the state. And, yeah, you've got to give anyone who does that props, because chances are she was offered some plea bargains, but
most people just roll right on over when it comes time to fight the state, when the state is throwing charges at you. And this is what they always do, whether it's a drug case or prostitution or anything
else.
They just lay on the charges, and then they offer you a plea bargain where they pull a few of the charges away and say, okay, we'll cut it down here, here, and here if you just plead guilty. And the reason why they do that is because bureaucrats are lazy. They don't want to do their jobs. They don't want to work. They don't want to go to trial, because going to trial means they have to present evidence, and right. that means they have to have evidence. And,
just have to threaten people and their jobs
right.
done.
Right, which is what they do, and they're normally very effective at it. Why? Well, because they're a scary group of people. No one wants to go to jail. And so, inevitably, they're going to try to reduce the amount of time they spend in jail. Of course, if you go to trial and it turns out that the state doesn't really have much evidence, or the evidence that they have was gathered through illegitimate means, or it just isn't, you know, they didn't cross all their T's and dot all their I's, stuff can get thrown out. All kinds of things that you may not have thought would happen can happen once you actually get into the courtroom. Yeah, you are risking a guilty verdict. Yes, you are risking facing the maximum amount of time right. in jail. But at the same time, the only way you're going to get out of it 100%, or, you know, as close to 100% as possible. Obviously, they're going to have wasted your time and your money by the time it's all over with. But the only way to prevent yourself from actually going to jail and being getting into the system is to fight it, is to stand up and fight it. And it's something that if more people would actually do it, if more people would do what the D.C. madam is doing, then the state would be overwhelmed with cases. Imagine. I mean, what is it? 750,000 marijuana arrests in 1 year?
They had to take all those to trial?
Right.
Wow.
The system would be able, it would not be able to handle it. They would have to just start dismissing the cases out of hand. And they would only be able to really charge and really take the people to trial who are the most egregious of offenders. And of course, your average marijuana possessing crime, it's not even a crime in my book, but the average marijuana possession crime is usually just a little, you know, a little bit. It's somebody with a bag of pot.
And those are also the ones they go after more often than not. Isn't it something like 85% of the cases are for marijuana?
For possession. Simple possession.
Right.
Yeah.
Not for the guys that are selling it or anything, just for mere possession and personal use.
Not that the guys that are selling it shouldn't. Challenge their cases as well. Because, again, when you challenge the case, then the state has to provide you with their evidence. And you get to review it and see if it's got any holes. And again,
chances are it does have some holes.
Chances are good. Remember, bureaucrats are lazy, and cops are the ones. They're the ones on the front lines, right? They're the ones who are doing the arresting, and they're used to people just rolling over for them. So they're more than likely to cut a few critical corners to where if you actually take a close look at the evidence, you may actually be able to win. And then, of course, there are some people that, like Mark Stevens at AdventuresInLegalLand.com, that suggested, well, maybe you shouldn't even get into the trial in the first place. You should go in and try some different approaches, like asking the judge a bunch of questions he doesn't want to answer.
Then you're at the mercy of whatever judge you get at that point.
You're always at the mercy of the judge, because they're violent individuals who can throw a tantrum at any moment.
Right.
So if you're facing the possibility of jail time, I say, you know, throw caution to the wind and go all out.
Oh yeah,
and challenge this. So I've got to give this lady credit where credit's due. She's an amazingly courageous woman. But the first name has been revealed. Again, the names, the numbers, 13 years worth of phone records posted on the internet last night. Already, Larry Flint at Hustler Magazine is on the case. Louisiana Senator David Vitter said he had sinned and was sorry hours after Hustler Magazine told him his telephone number was among those disclosed by the D.C. madam. The first-term Republican senator declined interview requests Tuesday and said he made no public appearances in the Capitol. The night before, he'd made a startling confession in an email to the Associated Press. Quote, "This was a very serious sin in my past for which I am, of course, completely responsible. Several years ago, I asked for and received forgiveness from God." Well, that's nice. "And my wife in confession and marriage counseling." He and his wife, Wendy, live in the New Orleans suburb of Metairie with their four children. He recently played a prominent role in derailing an immigration bill backed by President Bush, was also a key supporter of New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani's presidential bid, serving as the regional campaign chairman for the South. So already somebody with some, you know, clout.
Sounds like a stand-up guy.
In Washington. And by the way, he says this was a very serious sin in my past. What was the sin? All we knew was that his number was in their phone records. He could have just gotten a massage. What was your sin, Senator? 800-259-9231. This is the tip of the iceberg. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, July 10th, 2007, gold 660. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $681.97, $336.50 for half, $168.25 for quarter. That's $681.97, $336.80, and $168.25. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features for free, including updates. Just get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com, and we will clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the list. Updates.freetalklive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. Another update to continue the program here tonight. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything if you make them. But this one's kind of scary because it really goes to show that sometimes when I was early in my career, in my talk radio career, Toby, and you this can apply to you, I think, as well, because you've got your television show, Free Minds TV, which people
pretty
can watch.
At it too.
People can watch at freemindstv.com. My concern, being a liberty activist and a visible liberty activist, not so much as you are, because when you're on TV, you're really visible, but still, people could find out who I am.
Right.
My concern was, well, you know, what happens when I'm targeted by the police for some sort of retaliation? What happens when somebody in the police department decides they don't like my show?
Right. Yeah, that's actually been quite the thought of mine, because we talk about local issues here in Keene and sometimes have even talked about local police officers. So that's always been in the back of my mind. Like, what if one of them happens to see me driving down the road? So
I've always been concerned about this, but what I always told myself was that, well, the fact that I'm on the air helps insulate me.
Right.
The fact that I have a show helps protect me from police abuse. Maybe that's not necessarily the case.
So that's what I hoped.
I still hope it, and I'll explain why I think we're different, you and I, from this guy, but it behooves me to bring this story to you. A couple of years ago on Free Talk Live, I think, it's probably been about 2 years at this point, we shared a story with you from the Police Complaint Center and a TV station, a CBS affiliate down in the Miami area in Florida. Now, I don't know if you were listening at this time, Toby, so you let me know if you remember this. The guy's name was Mike Kirsch. This was the man who was doing the reporting in the case. And what they did was the Police Complaint Center, which is kind of, their website's okay. You can go and look it up. They do some really good work, though. What they do is they partner up with TV stations, and they do undercover investigations of police departments for a variety of different reasons. They may have gotten complaints that the department was abusive or whatever.
Yeah, so, I've seen the videos, and they're pretty compelling, too.
Right. So what they did in this case was they went around to 35 different police departments in the South Florida area, and all they tried to do, they went with undercover cameras and everything, all they were trying to do was get a complaint form from the department. Do you remember how dismal the results were?
It was horrifying. It wasn't just no, we don't have a complaint form. It was
threats.
People almost getting arrested for just asking for a complaint form.
It was intimidation. It was disgusting. What happened?
It made me like shaky when I was watching the videos and listening to it. Here, just the fact that these police officers would do this to people when all they want is a complaint form.
Right. So the news report aired on this Miami CBS affiliate. And then we reported on Free Talk Live that a bolo had gone out for Mike Kirsch, the reporter. Bolo means be on the lookout. And it's something that, it's just sort of like, it's not like an all-points bulletin. It's a little less important than that. But it's, hey, officers, be aware of this guy. Be on the lookout for him. We don't like him. So that was the last we heard about Mike Kirsch until now. Investigative journalist Mike Kirsch, this according to the Miami New Times, remembers undercover cops pinning him against his car in Cicero, Illinois in the late 80s when he was working for a CBS affiliate. Oh, I'm sorry. It might have been. Anyway, I was pulling that as the doesn't matter. He worked for a TV station in Miami. He says the officers were miffed that he was investigating a tip that they'd accepted favors from some neighborhood hookers. In 1996, while he was on assignment in Bosnia, 10 Serb policemen shoved and kicked Kirsch after they found him filming the charred remains of a house in a Muslim village. They knocked him to the ground, spat on him, trained their guns on him, and confiscated his videotape, according to a human rights report of the incident. Despite those frightening encounters, Kirsch never lost his bulldog tenacity when it came to exposing law enforcement misconduct.
Wow.
But ever since an unflattering report about local police departments aired last year, South Florida cops have made life miserable for the 44-year-old Southern California native. The situation culminated with a reporter's arrest on 2 felony charges this past February and his departure from local CBS affiliate WFOR-TV. It has, quote, it has been a very difficult situation for me and my family, said Kirsch, but I'm not backing down, unquote. His melodrama began during February sweeps in 2006, working alongside the Police Complaint Center, an independent watchdog organization. Kirsch reported on what happens to a civilian who goes to the police station to file a complaint against an officer. Departments around the country give citizens complaint forms all the time, no questions asked. But Kirsch's investigation revealed that 35 law enforcement agencies in South Florida, including the Miami-Dade Police Department and Broward County Sheriff's Office, did not. Kirsch equipped Greg Slade, an undercover investigator from the center, with a hidden camera and accompanied him into one police station after another. In the segment, Kirsch and Slade are met with indifference and, at times, hostility. In Coral Gables, and they go through a list of police departments, they're denied complaint forms at every stop. At a Miami-Dade Police District station, a sergeant taunts Slade. "What is it?" the policeman barks. "Did a cop steal your money? Did he have sex with your wife?" The reporter presented the incriminating footage to several law enforcement honchos, including the director of the Miami Police and the police chief, Robert Parker and John Timoney, whose department was one of only three that handed out complaint forms. Timoney said any police chief who didn't make the form available should be fired. And I remember there were some of the police officers or some of the departments that had a complaint form that wouldn't let you leave with the complaint form.
Right, you had to fill it out right in front of the officer. And what's to say that the officer who's sitting there watching you isn't the person that you're complaining about?
Parker, who declined comment for the story, disagreed with his counterpart and was clearly annoyed. At a March 15, 2006 Miami-Dade County Commission meeting, Kirsch, the reporter, had another run-in with Parker, one of the cops, about complaint forms. According to a webcast of the public hearing, Parker told elected officials that Kirsch's report was the farthest thing from the truth.
"As I explained to Mr. Kirsch, the fact is we do have a complaint form, and the reporter was given the form."
Kirsch accused Parker of lying to the commissioners because they had undercover video.
Right.
The departments that gave out the form were given, you know, an A+. They were given a positive grade, and there were a handful of departments that did that.
I think it was the minority, actually, but there were some.
No, it's a very small minority. The News Hound also notified the Florida Department of Law Enforcement alleging Parker's false statement, but an FDLE spokesbureaucrat citing state law said the agency cannot investigate Parker unless it receives a request from the police department, the county mayor, the county commissioners, or the governor. Let's look at the protectionism going on within the government. The police, Parker, is the director of the Miami-Dade Police. He cannot be investigated by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement unless bureaucrats, the high-end bureaucrats, complain. Not you. Not you little citizens. You can't complain because then everybody be complaining, right? Because the police are awful and they do terrible things to people. And we haven't even started to talk about what they did to this guy. Remember, he did a report outing the cops for just not giving out complaint forms. I mean, he wasn't even outing them for beating somebody or doing anything really awful like that. This was just for complaint forms. But the police set a vendetta out against this man, and they got him in February of this year. We'll tell you the rest of the story on the way at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears custom cabinet refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at FreeTalkLive.com. We're talking about the cops, and coming up, Toby, you're going to give us a story about how the cops apparently managed to bloody a 70-year-old woman that's 70 years old. We'll get to that. But first, the story, an update on what happened to Mike Kirsch. If you've listened to this show for a little while, you know the story that came out of Miami a couple of years ago. A CBS affiliate in Miami, Kirsch was working for them as an investigative journalist. He got together with the Police Complaint Center, which is an independent watchdog organization. They did an undercover investigation of dozens and dozens of local law enforcement offices, departments, police departments,
right,
in the South Florida area. And it turned out that 35 of the agencies that they investigated, the vast majority of them, did not give a complaint form when requested by a citizen.
And this is just a piece of paper,
right,
saying that I'm upset about something the police did.
Right. Instead of giving out the form, the person who was asking for the form was harassed by the officers, intimidated by the officers, threatened by the officers, and it was just an awful report that made the police departments look pretty bad. I mean, I would have been very embarrassed had I been involved with one of these police departments.
Oh, yeah.
And so inevitably, these guys were embarrassed, and we're continuing the story here as to what happened, because he presented the incriminating footage, this reporter, Mike Kirsch, to several higher-ups in the departments, including the heads of the Miami-Dade Police and the Miami Police Chief, Robert Parker and John Timoney, then went to a county commission meeting, and they disagreed with, oh, well, this is not true. This is the farthest thing from the truth. Kirsch then accused Parker of lying to the commissioners, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement
They say they will not investigate these higher-ups unless it receives a request from the police department, the county mayor, county commissioners, or the governor.
Now, why would they possibly need that unless it's for protectionism?
Which it clearly is. That's what it is.
Clearly is.
Miami-Dade spokesbureaucrat Commander Linda O'Brien denied Kirsch's allegation in a recent interview with the New Times, quote, "The director does not lie to the commission in any shape or form." Well, you've got him on video not handing out the complaint form. Do you think this was just some creative editing on the part of the reporter? He showed which departments handed them out and which ones didn't. Some departments didn't even have a complaint form to hand out. In some departments, what the procedure was is that if you had a complaint, you had to sit down and basically tell your story to one of the police officers.
Yeah, it was different from a few. I remember watching the video, and some of them you had to sit down, tell your story, and then you could have the form. Some of them you had to sit there while the officer wanted to, I don't know, fill it out for you right in front of you. But it was different procedure for a vast
There was no way
of them,
to predict. You could not predict walking into a police department what you would walk out with, if anything.
And it's important to think, if you are someone who wishes to give a complaint to the police, chances are you're a little bit nervous already. Something bad has happened to you, and you're walking in there.
You're already scared of these people.
Exactly. And you're walking in there, and the amount of intimidation that they give you, well, not all of them, but the vast majority of them gave in this video, wow.
They immediately came suspicious of the complainer.
Right.
They believed that he had done something wrong when all he wanted was a complaint form. It might not have necessarily even been for himself. Mm-hmm. He could have been going in to try to get a form for someone else who was too darn scared to even go in on their own. But again, no amount of logic was able to persuade these officers into actually giving out these complaint forms, if they even had them. But that's not where the story ended. Because shortly after Kirsch's report aired, the Broward County Police Benevolent Association, really benevolent these guys, put out a mock BOLO, a Be on the Lookout for Kirsch, via the union's website. It warned officers, quote, "Channel 4 News is setting up officers and instigating confrontations, then filing complaints with the various agencies," unquote. It posted Kirsch's date of birth, home address, and driver's license number. Broward PBA President Dick Brickman accused the reporter of creating a news story where none existed. Well,
seems like one. I watched the tape.
That was some of the best news reporting I've seen in the past few years.
I was actually very surprised to see CBS attach their name to it. It was so good.
Well, you'll see what happened with CBS and Mike Kirsch here in a moment. That was Kirsch's last skirmish with the law until a routine traffic stop went awry this past Valentine's Day morning. He and his wife were driving their 3-year-old daughter to school a few blocks from their residence in Doral. According to Miami-Dade police officer Patricia Perez, she observed Kirsch driving illegally in the left-turning lane at wherever it was. Perez claims Kirsch ignored her command to park next to two other motorists she had pulled over. Quote, "She approached me in a loud, aggressive manner, pointing and yelling at me to hand over my driver's license and registration," Kirsch says, adding that when he got out to give his driver's license to Perez, she shouted at him to "get back in your effing car, a-hole!" Now, is that the courtesy, respect, and professionalism that the police are supposed to be treating their constituents with?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, we're paying their salary, but that, unfortunately, is what I've come to expect from a police officer.
Now, I think that if he wasn't Mike Kirsch, she might have treated him a little bit differently.
Sure, she probably would have just yelled, "get back in your car," without the expletives.
She was very, very rude to this guy, and I think what happened was she ran his plates, pulled up his information, and somebody had put some notes in his file that said exactly who this guy is. This is the guy that ran the report outing our departments 2 years ago. Get him for whatever you possibly can.
Makes sense.
Because how would she know he's an effing a-hole without, she pulls people over all the time, presumably. Does she treat everyone like this? When he turned around, Kirsch says, Perez lunged at him from behind, kneed him in the back of his right leg, and stomped on his right foot. Now, she doesn't claim at any point, that he was being aggressive towards her. It was she that was being aggressive towards Kirsch. I mean, you would think that if a cop's lunging at someone and attacking them, that they've done something,
yeah,
right?
They should feel threatened at that point if they're doing that.
She was not. So why was she treating him this way? Quote from this is a quote from Kirsch, said, "She grabbed my right arm and ordered me to put my hands on the back of my vehicle. She began very aggressively kicking my feet apart into a spread eagle position, cursing under her breath, 'Effing a-hole.'"
Oh, so she definitely knew who this guy was.
That's exactly what I'm thinking, because this guy was driving his three-year-old daughter to school in the morning. He was allegedly, illegally driving in the left turn lane. This is not an offense that deserves a physical attack from a cop.
No, at most a warning.
Yeah, he's an upstanding individual. He's well-known within the community, and he's being attacked by this police officer. She radioed for assistance and cuffed Kirsch. Within 5 minutes, 10 officers were on the scene, he claims, some of whom laughed and jeered at him while he was in the back of the squad car for 3 hours at the arrest location. That's right. They kept him in the back of the car for 3 hours at the location of the arrest. Is this a little unusual? Yeah, or do they do this to everyone in Miami?
Standard procedure here.
Kirsch began yelling. According to Perez's report, Kirsch began yelling, "Is this why you became a cop? You're wasting my effing time." She said that he pushed his chest out toward my face and clenched his fists. Kirsch maintains the officer lied, including when she... Now, they would never do that. Police officers would never lie on their official reports.
Never.
Including that when she asserted that she drew her taser to keep him at bay, he says that's false. She never pulled it out. Perez charged Kirsch with a felony count of resisting arrest with violence and two misdemeanors, assault on a police officer and, the old favorite, disorderly conduct. Police spokesbureaucrat O'Brien declined to comment about the arrest. She said the case is still under investigation.
So, did she charge him with driving illegally in the left turn lane?
Nope.
Or was that even that
not
was
even,
left out of the charges?
Not even there.
Nice.
Nope.
Wow.
Word of his bus traveled fast. A week later, a CBS 4 colleague informed Kirsch that while at the Broward Sheriff's Office Media Relations Office, he had seen a life-size poster of Kirsch's mugshot with the word "captured" stamped on it. The whole department knew who this guy was.
Gunning for him.
And they were gloating over the fact that they arrested him.
She probably got a bonus for being the one to do it.
The story isn't over yet. We'll find out what happened to poor old Mike Kirsch coming up here in moments. 800-259-9231. This is what happens when you out the cops.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site we give away that we do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link and you buy some stuff, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. There are 41 categories of products for you to shop in. There's a huge selection, great deals, great free Super Saver shipping deals on a number of their items, everything from their huge selection of books to furniture. You know, I mean, they've got big items, little items, baby stuff, outdoor camping supplies, you name it, it's all there. Amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. We're talking about the cops. In this particular case, the cops in the Miami area, but this might as well be anywhere in America. This might as well be any town USA. I think big cities have it a little bit worse than smaller areas.
I'd have to agree.
Because they're just a little bit less accountable. But we're talking about a news reporter by the name of Mike Kirsch, who worked for the CBS affiliate, and worked being the important term here, for the CBS affiliate down in Miami. A couple of years ago, he ran a story outing various police departments around the South Florida area for not giving out complaint forms to people. Certainly not the most egregious of offenses. It's not like he was outing them for, you know, selling drugs or doing something really corrupt and awful. In this case, they just weren't giving out police complaint forms. And the departments just denied it and denied it, even though they had video footage of it. And the department put out a BOLO, a Be on the Lookout for Mike Kirsch. They put out his driver's license information, his address, all the info they had on this guy, and they probably, this is alleged, they updated his file so that any officer that ran his tag would have known who they were dealing with. Hey, this is the guy that outed our department a couple years ago. Get him for whatever you can. So in February of this year, one of their officers pulled him over for a routine traffic stop. It turned into an assault by the police officer. She attacked Mike Kirsch, called him an effing a-hole several times, and arrested him, sat him in the back of the patrol car for 3 hours before they even took him down to the station. He was charged with two misdemeanors and a felony. And we continue the story here. Oh, and word of his bus traveled fast. One of his CBS colleagues informed Mike Kirsch that while he was at the media relations office for the Broward County Sheriff's Office, he'd seen a life-size poster of Kirsch's mugshot with the word captured stamped on it. They were out to get this guy.
And they're proud when they did. Now, yeah. Who paid for all these posters to be put up, too?
Great question. Kirsch submitted a public records request to the spokesbureaucrat, Elliot Cohen, to obtain a copy of the allegedly doctored photo and the identity of any Broward County Sheriff's Office employee involved in its production. According to the spokesbureaucrat's emailed response, quote, The reference document was not prepared on BSO equipment. It no longer exists and is not subject to Florida records laws. Unquote.
Wow.
Investigation over.
Quite the investigation there.
Right. So it is such...
So it turns out my taxpayers probably paid for this poster.
Probably. They're claiming they didn't, but there's no way to prove it. The poster doesn't exist, and they don't want to talk.
They're not going to look into it at all.
Right. And this really goes back to the whole thin blue line mentality. The
us versus them.
Us versus them. I want to comment on that more, but let me finish the story. Since then, Kirsch has been fighting to clear his name. Miami-based criminal defense lawyer, who's partner with whoever, Tien obtained Perez's personal file. This is the personnel file. This is the officer, which contains some unfavorable information about the officer. In 2006, he was reprimanded for calling a prisoner a piece of S and a loser. In addition, Perez, while working the warrants division, was repeatedly warned and counseled about her poor attitude and failed to get along with other fellow officers. Private investigator also interviewed one of the other motorists who'd received a ticket from Perez. She was described as rude and condescending. But a lot of Miami police officers would be described that way by people. At Kirsch's arraignment, state prosecutors dropped the two misdemeanors against him. They also reduced the felony to a misdemeanor of resisting arrest without violence. Gee, do you think that's because there was no evidence whatsoever that Mike Kirsch was violent toward the police officer? In fact, in view of the evidence, we feel that a misdemeanor, not a felony, is the appropriate charge, said the spokesbureaucrat. But the damage was done. Days before his court hearing, CBS4 dropped Kirsch. The station barred him from its Doral headquarters, pulled his bio off their website, and refused to renew his contract.
Wow.
CBS4 officials declined to comment. Why would they do that, Toby?
They're not exactly standing behind their guy here, are they?
Not at all. Why would they do it?
Well...
Do you think that maybe they didn't want to be excluded from future press conferences? The Broward County Sheriff's Office?
Whoever gets the story first on the scene.
Right, that they might receive some less than preferential treatment from the Sheriff's Office in the future if they were to continue to employ this guy. You know, who knows what sort of politics were going on behind the scenes between the management at CBS4.
Secret phone calls.
Right, and the sheriffs and all of that. I mean, maybe they even went so far as to threaten. I mean, they don't necessarily have to be explicit with their threats.
No.
They can be very subtle about them. This past May 31st, South Florida Society of Professional Journalists president sent Director Parker a letter requesting that the Miami-Dade Police open an internal affairs investigation into Kirsch's arrest. She's still waiting for a reply. This is over a month and a half later. Quote, I truly think the police thought I would cower, buckle, and that the story would be buried forever, says Kirsch. But I've been through worse. You got to hand it to this guy.
He's pretty courageous.
He is a courageous man. He has been up against multiple police departments exposing corruption pretty much throughout his entire career. And look what he gets for it. CBS4 kicking him to the curb as a result of all of this.
Well, I said I was surprised when you started reading the story that they even showed the video in the first place that CBS would do this. But I guess they don't get the credit that I gave them because
it's really sad.
Dropping the guy, not standing behind him.
I would like for someone to call in and explain to me how the police department, and the government in general, but the police department specifically, is any different from any other criminal gang. Beyond the obvious of, you know, they've got a badge and a uniform. What else differentiates the police department from a violent, thuggish gang of criminals?
They have cooler technology.
Yeah, that's true. They get to take your money and spend it on their police cars and their clubs and stuff.
Put out these bulletins to target people.
But really, I mean, look at what they're doing here. Whenever we trash on the cops on Free Talk Live, inevitably we get the emails and the phone calls from people saying, you guys aren't fair to the cops. They're not all bad. Really? Well, where are the good cops then?
Yeah, I don't know. I've had quite a few encounters with police officers. Never been charged with anything or anything like that. But I can't say that they've been good. I've been treated rudely by police officers. I don't feel good when a police officer pulls in behind me. I don't feel protected.
We certainly talked to the cops that claim to be good guys on this show. They've called in, and I believe that they're out there.
Of course.
But look at the atmosphere that they're working under. They are working under what is essentially, you know, this code of silence where Everyone in the police department backs up everybody else. It's expected. It's the thin blue line. It's the brotherhood, as they call it, mm-hmm. within the police force. You don't step outside of the brotherhood. You don't talk out against one of your brothers. You close ranks. If one of the brothers is in trouble, you close ranks. The thin blue line wraps itself around that guy in order to protect him, and that's exactly what's gone on in the Mike Kirsch case. It's exactly what's gone on across the country in various different cases of police abuse. What would happen to one of these proverbial good cops, these rumored good cops, if he actually came out and said, yeah, because I'm sure they think this. What if they came out and publicly spoke out and said, yeah, you know, it's wrong that this Mike Kirsch wasn't able to get any complaint forms. Our department should have complaint forms, and in fact, I'm outraged that we don't have complaint forms, and I'm going on protest. I'm protesting the fact, because I'm a good police officer, and I'm standing up for the rights of the citizens to be able to complain about their police departments, so I'm going to stand up and make a public spectacle of myself and rise to the top and go on news shows and talk out. What would happen to him in his department?
Well, I think he would be out of a job very quickly, and in a couple of years we'd probably be reading a similar story like what happened to this guy where he got a bullet and put out of him and he's targeted.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like shingles on a roof protecting each other. Each shingle protects the other, and if you rip one off, a hole starts to form. I mean, just protectionism, protectionism, protectionism.
It's disgusting. So this is one reason why the good cops... All the claims of good cops being in these departments, they fall on deaf ears for me, because the good cops can't do anything about institutionalized protectionism like this.
Right.
It rises all the way to the chief of police. And in fact, we've had former cops. Now, the former cops, they have no problem speaking out, because there's no political pressure being put on them. There's an incredible amount of political pressure within the bureaucracies. Mm-hmm. But once the cops have gotten out of the police business, we've actually heard from them who they've come on this show and they've said, you know what, the reason I left policing was because the corruption rises through the ranks.
Right.
Corrupt officers are more likely to be promoted into positions of power over the other officers. It's very, very likely that the chiefs of police and the upper administrative bureaucrats in your local police departments are more corrupt than the street officers. More on the way. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Looking